Ladies and gentlemen, Jazz Bones, please help us and welcome to the stage the Geneva Magnus Band.
Anybody feeling happy? Because we're feeling happy. Are you ready for the start of the show?
I can't hear you.
Are you ready for the start of the show? Because right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's star time. I know you all know what that means, but I want to tell you a little bit about it before the young girl come up on the bandstand. Is that okay? I'm talking about 6 Blues Music Awards, ladies and gents. I'm saying to you that 4 of those were for Best Female Contemporary Artist of the Year. 4 of them. She also took home Song of the Year for I Won't Cry Off of Stronger for it this year, ladies and gents. Now, we must not forget, she also took home the big one, the B.B. King Entertainer of the Year. Only one other woman to do that, that was Coco Taylor. She's got 10 records out there, ladies and gentlemen. The last 3 are on Alligator. She's in the house getting ready to come up on the bandstand. I'm going to count to 3. I'm going to ask for your help. I want the noise people to come out and check out the decibel level when you start clapping, ladies and gentlemen. Are you with me? I'm going to count to 3. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go! Not bad. Let's bring them to the bandstand at this time, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Alligator recording artist, Miss Jennifer Magnus.
should have thought for one moment or two before you made that fool out of me. Well, I guess I ain't the right kind of woman for the man you turn out to be. Don't come around here with your tired excuses.
Just push on before those fears
stars. Once more I just hold on until I get strength to fly. I get cut, I might be, but I won't cry. I get cut, I might bleed, I won't cry. No, no, I get cut, ah, I might story. Here it comes again. I have no pride. I have no shame. You got to make it right. Just make it right. Since you're gone, deep inside it hurts. I'm just another circus on this dark earth. I just won't believe in the mercy of the world again. But make it rain,
make it rain.
You got to make it rain. Hollow, not too quiet when I'm stretched out alone. Honey, the whip of the thunder and the winds die on. I'm not Eva, you know I'm just Cain. Open up the heaven now, baby.
Make it rain.
Make it rain. Just make it rain.
Make it rain.
Thank you so much, folks. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming out to spend some time with us tonight. We appreciate it. Friday night in Tacoma, Jazz Bones, I can't remember the last time we were here, which is to say we've been a lot of places since the last time we were here. I think it's been at least two, I was going to say two, but I couldn't remember for sure. So 2 years, a couple years at least, so. Where do I start? We're continuing to tour in support of the current CD, as Zach mentioned to you. It's called Stronger For It. And thank you, honey. And who was it that said, that which don't kill you will make you stronger? Huh? Who said that? Your mama? Where is she right now? Because we need to talk. No disrespect intended, but I'm telling you, I need to talk to that woman right now because I'm, you know. Yeah, that which don't kill you will make you stronger. Figure there's a few of us, myself included, in the room right at this moment that could probably bench press a couple of Cadillacs by now. Not a problem. And not no modern Cadillac. I'm talking a 62. Made out of steel and stuff instead of plastic, you know. Anyway. So there's three original songs on the current CD, ladies and gentlemen. Three original tunes, which is not my thing. You know, this is my 10th release. I think Zach might have mentioned that to you. Most of my career, the arc of my career, there's a few people that are serious, uber hardcore fans. They got all the releases already, even the stuff that came out on cassette. And God bless you for that, you know, I'm serious. I love that. The whole arc of my career has been about interpreting other people's material. It hasn't been about writing songs. And that's been fine with me. Up until apparently this release. I had to get up off that posture. I had to change that kind of thinking. So now there's three original songs on the current CD. You've already heard two of them. The first original composition was that little song called There It Is, which is basically the theme about killing a man. And there it is. No, that's it, right? No, seriously. Thinking and talking, that's this side of the street. Choosing your weapon, that's this side over here. I think and talk about the weapon, but I haven't chose one quite just yet other than my mouth. And, you know, the folks that are in the house tonight that are hardcore serious blues, rhythm and blues, and soul fans understand that this is right in line with the long tradition of blues songs, in particular about the demise of your partner. You know these tunes. I know you know these tunes. They've been hit records over and over again. Boom, boom, out go the lights. Yeah. I am gonna murder my baby. A huge hit! Your funeral, my trial. Another huge hit. I ain't kidding. Go ahead, check me when you get home. Google that stuff. Check it right now on your phone. And now we got a brand new contemporary one called There It Is. All right. Oh, but there's my favorite women's side. I got to say this. The great Bessie Smith had a hit record with Send Me to the Electric Chair. Because she stabbed that man. Oh, who's counting? She just didn't care. Turned herself straight into the judge. That was it. Sent me to the electric chair. Okay, the second original tune you heard was a song that folks seem to have embraced quite a bit. And I'm grateful for that. It was called I Won't Cry. Here's the third original song. I hope you like it. It's a child's game. I still play it because it still works. It's called Whistling in the Dark. Thank you.
suppose if I was telling the truth now, there'll be no way for me to get over you. Oh, no. So I'll keep pretending. I'll just keep on pretending and whistling in the dark. When I was a baby child, I'd always run away and hide. You know it's true. Always thinking they could never know how much I cried.
Don't feel so.
Those days are long ago, but some nights I still feel the same. And I know you're leaving, I think maybe I only got myself to blame. So I keep pretending.
Love you.
Thank you kindly. All right. So I was laid once, played once, oh, once and left, just once. Did me in a little at a time. Silver threads and golden needles, they won't mend this heart of mine. 'Cause I was Thank you so much. All right. How's everything sound? Is the sound all right in the house? What about in the back of the bus back there? You getting it? All right. Good to know. Good to know. Here's a tune by a couple of Texas boys. Someone again today, they remembered me and you. They ask all the same old questions again. I get the same excuse. They said, what a shame, what a shame, you'd lose a love so fast. But I never lost you. I never really lost you. No, I never lost you. Cause you were never mine. I only kept on believing. Every unspoken promise there was, then that you could never keep. But it's a sin, Lord, it's a sin when you tell yourself a lie. I never lost you.
You were never mine.
How could I lose you? When you were never
I let my love flow from my heart into your eyes. And then I found out that there was nothing I could know or guess about you. You'd go as far as you would go, and it took me years to figure out that there was nothing I could give to you. Years to figure out that there was nothing you would take from me. How can I describe the way I slowly lost my hope for you? All of that time, all of that time, I thought I knew you, yeah. Oh, just thought I knew you. I was in for a surprise. I let my love flow from my heart into your eyes. And then I found out that there was nothing I could know or guess about you. You'd go as far as you would go, and it took me years to figure out that there was nothing I could give to you. Years to figure out that you were never really gonna choose. How can I describe the way I slowly lost my love for you all of that time? I thought I knew you, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't know nothing but I figure out you were never really gonna choose. How can I describe the way I slowly lost my hope for you all of that time? All of that time. I thought I knew you. I thought I knew you. I'm not afraid. you so much. Another true story for you.
Street.
try. I've been walking in the dark long enough to know. Finally seen the light. I've been losing long enough to know when I find the one. Walking in the sun. Now I cried enough tears to know this little feeling called a smile. I sure found the bottom wrong long enough to know when I'm doing everything in style.
Say something, if I may. This next tune was written by Paul Thorne. There's some folks in the house that are familiar with Paul's work. I'm a huge Paul Thorne fan. I just love what he does. I do. There's just so much loss. There's so much sorrow. There's so much sadness in the world today. There's so much struggle and difficulty. I find it And I had the great fortune and great misfortune of learning this very young. I learned it very young. If you love somebody, don't hold that back. You need to tell them. We need to tell them. However we communicate that, we need to let them know. Because, you know, life, snap, and then they're gone. You know, you miss the opportunity, and sometimes we miss that opportunity forever. Here's a Paul Thorne song about that very thing. It's called The Things Left Undone. When your life is over, you're reaching the end. The river of Jordan is around the bend. Will you be counting all the trophies that you won? Will you look back on the things left undone? When a stranger came knocking, did you let him in? Was there food on your table for that down and
gonna see you strong, my baby.
days a week. Bring it home to you, but that's what love will do for love gotta do for you. So don't matter how hard I'm fighting, baby, I'm still in love with you. Shake that thing, come on. Thank you. expressing myself. Baby, that's the way I feel, but that's what love. Oh, talk about love, I don't do for you. I don't matter how hard I fight it. Trust me, I fight it. Baby, I'm still in love with you. Just some piece that just breaks off, you know what I mean? And I lose all control, I lose my mind, I lose my self-control. That's what love gonna do for you, and you, and you, and you. And don't matter how hard I fight, baby, I'm still in love with you. You have no idea how sad it is, how long it's been since somebody did that. I'm just saying. All day long. Thinking too much. And then I'm formulating a plan. That ain't good. That ain't good. That ain't good. No, no. I need to calm down, baby. Then the mailman comes. Man, come. Nice man. You're such a nice man. But he ain't mine. Wait a minute. He ain't mine. Cause I need to meet them. He's all mine. He's all mine. Such a sweet man. I'm just stone in love with you. Actually, I'm not kidding. Ladies and gentlemen, a little proper Tacoma style respect for the boys in the band. How about that? Hailing from St. Louis, Missouri, y'all, on the drums and background vocals. Give it up, Mr. Matt Techie. Come on, hear that drum song. You. batter up. Ladies and gentlemen, on bass guitar and background vocals, from Schenectady, New York, by way of Memphis, Tennessee. How about you give it up, Gary Davenport? Come on now. Gary Davenport, come on now. Ladies and gentlemen, from Lansing, Michigan, on Hammond piano, Fender Rhodes, singing like a bird on the background vocals. Now, I know there's at least three people in the house tonight, maybe more. When he plays that little thing, see, it says Hammond across the front. But wait. Just close your eyes. I know there's at least three people in the house tonight that when he plays that thing and you squeeze your eyes closed really tight, Raymond, it's a really big organ, isn't it? We get to dream. Ladies and gentlemen, on Hammond piano, Fender Rhodes, give it up, background vocals, Mr. Jim Alfredson. Oh, oh! Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up one time, Mr. Zach Soonis. Little old me. My name is Jennifer Magnus. I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan, ladies and gentlemen. You know how it works in Detroit. How you doing? Let's take it outside. That's a general term of affection where I'm from. You know, how many folks have seen the show before? Can you just give me a little feeling on that? Okay, all right. That's beautiful. Thank you. We got some repeat customers. We appreciate that very much. Fans, friends. We got some brand new folks in the house tonight as well. So, just let me tell you a couple things. I thank the good Lord every day. Every day. When, for two things, for many things now, but really for two basic things. The music. The music. Let me say a little bit more about that. What it's done for me. What it has done to me. To me. Just like some of you folks, ladies and gentlemen, that's why you come out on Friday night. Sit down. Hopefully have, you know, a good time. Have some kind of an experience. Enjoy your meal. Enjoy your drinks. And hopefully enjoy at least some of the show tonight. Something. Because we want you to leave with something that you didn't come in here with. A little bit of a feeling or a whole lot of a feeling. That's the truth. See, been a lot of publicity about the early part of my life. All right. Took me a while. I figured out that if I was more open about my early child, some of my childhood experiences, that it could serve. It could serve. It could serve. Because I finally understand, it don't matter. You're going to have to serve somebody. You have got to serve something. So it turns out that it will serve to help other people on their path, on their journey, in the struggle, maybe to encourage or inspire somebody else. And then it makes all of that crazy stuff turn into a gift. You see, turn into a gift. Took me a while to learn that, but I'm grateful for it. Back to the music and what the music has to do with that. Because some of us are born broken. Now I can say that and look you right in the eye because I'm one of them. I was born broken. That's the truth. With a darkness in me, even as a small child. And the music, even as a small child, I was crazy for music. Crazy for it. TV theme shows, all the commercials, knew them all, never had a problem understanding James Brown or Mick Jagger. No problem. My sister got so mad at me. Well, I understood everything all the time, as long as it came to me in music. Because it speaks to the place where I have no words. It brings light to the darkness in me. That was the thing I began to chase as a child, and as a young girl, and as a young woman. And I'm still chasing it as a grown woman today. I chase that feeling. I chase the light. Bring me the light. People say, oh, you know, you give everything. I feel that I owe everything, you see. It's a debt I can't repay. The music brings me light. I'm so grateful every day. I thank the good Lord every day for that gift. That came in a crazy package. Most gifts do. So I stand here before you as many things. I stand here before you as a spokeswoman for National Foster Care Month. We celebrate all year long. I stand here before you today. That's the truth. That's what the little blue pins are about. National Foster Care Month. We celebrate all year long. I stand here before you today as an ambassador for Foster Care Alumni of America. And it turns out we are 7 million strong. So you see, all of that early, like, what is going on? Turns out that I can serve somebody. And I want to do that. It's important to me as a woman, as a human being, as a woman in the world. So the music, so much of that comes through. So the job as spokesperson and ambassador is to encourage and inspire more good people to step forward for youth at risk, because the fact of the matter is it don't matter how much time you have. There's something you actually can do. 5 minutes. Promise it's the truth. To help change the lifetime of a child. And I'm proof right here in the flesh in a snakeskin dress. You're looking at it. Believe me when I tell you. So if you want to find out a little bit more about that idea, come see me at the merchandise spot. If you're alumni, please come say hello. As one of my brothers or sisters, I would love to meet you personally. Now, all right, CDs, you want them, we got them. We got t-shirts too, women's and men's. We take paper, we take plastic. I want to talk to you about one other thing. Speaking of the light, bringing the light to youth at risk, there's this little organization, and we got them in the house tonight. We got a presence tonight. There's two organizations. We got a presence tonight. Delta Music Experience is here tonight. Everybody uses acronyms. We call it DME now, baby. If you want to find out more about that, come see us at merchandise. I'm sure we'll get some information on the merch table about that. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience. We also got United by Music in the house tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Big presence in the Pacific Northwest, especially in the Tacoma, Seattle area, Portland area, really all around the world. It's an organization, it's a movement. It is a movement that started in Norway, and it's really big in Europe. And now it's come to the United States. It's a blessing. What am I talking about? Let me be brief. People with Asperger's and autism. The two A's, baby. And we know that we are discovering and coming to understand that there are, that's a huge family. The family of Asperger's and autism in this nation is a huge family. United by Music serves that family because they are understanding and committed to the idea that you have to serve somebody. So this is about bringing the opportunity to help people with Asperger's and autism touch their dream. Some of these youth, some of these adults, some of these kids are terribly gifted. They feel the music because why? My belief is because it brings them light, the way that it brought me light, the way that it brings you a piece of light. They do auditions, they do performances, they do a mentoring program. It's magnificent. United by Music, UBM.com. Am I right? All right. I'm going to have this brochure, and I think there'll probably be a few more over at the merch table, folks. I'm here because of the music, and I am here because somebody stood up for me when I couldn't stand up for myself. And it changed everything. Changed the end game. I have you to thank for that. Thank you, Jazz Bones, for supporting live music and having us back here again. Ladies and gentlemen, We're going to go straight over. I'm going straight over to the CD table. We'll be happy to talk with you over there, sign anything within reason. But I think they got a pile of young people want to come in here and listen to a DJ pretty quick here. So we have to exit the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out and spending time with us. God bless. My name's Jennifer Magnus, folks. Thanks so much.
Give it up,
we'll see you next time.
Alligator recording artist, you want to know the Jennifer Magnus? Then give it up one time. Alligator recording artist, right here, right now. Give it up, Jennifer Magnus.
Thank you so much, folks. God bless. We'll see you right over at the CD table. Don't forget about United by Music and DME, y'all.